picture yourself in a living room.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian today. I'll give you an update as we go of whether or not there will be a Brian. There will be a Brian. I can guarantee you all that he is alive and well.
Oh, I promise. He is not in my basement.
Right. No, he is whoa. Okay.
No, he's not.
No. But that's like when you say something like that, Evan, that automatically gets people to start thinking, wait, well, was he at any point in your basement? Why are you saying that?
I'm just trying to reassure everybody. Brian is alive.
He's alive and
well. He's eaten the last 3 days. Life is good, y'all. Let's move on.
Stop asking so many questions. No, he's unplugged right now. He's at a family reunion. He's having a blast. Hope he is thoroughly enjoying his time out on the East Coast with that family reunion, because the Kelly family is a big family. Like, not only like are they a big family, they're a big family. And so hopefully the big guy doesn't hate me too much for that one.
No, he embraces it.
But they've been meaning to do a family it's something that they do on a very frequent basis, from my understanding, and they've been meaning to do it since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, and this is the first time that the family was feeling like it was good to do. Like, they felt good enough with vaccination rates and things of that nature, and hopefully, you know, the BA5, BA6, whatever this current variant strain is, isn't too bad, but they are enjoying the family reunion, and so no Brian today on the show or tomorrow, but we'll get something going where we'll notify. Well, believe me, I will be rejoicing from the rooftops when he's back on the air with me, because I love the big guy. But in his absence, you just get stuck with Luke and Evan on Dueling Tangents. If you want to join the show, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. You can always keep up with the show at Dueling Tangents on Twitter. You can also follow the fine stations that you're listening to this broadcast on Twitter at Devil Radio, at Devil Radio 927 for Devil Radio and WTTN on Twitter, as well as at WAUK Radio for the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM on Twitter. And so the former guy broadcasting kind of a clear message of what he wants to be done after last Friday's Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling came down, outlawing, or at least saying that the law doesn't allow for absentee ballot drop boxes. And so we knew that was kind of coming from the way that the opinion was written by the majority conservative justices. But something else that's a little scary, that's showing there is no shortage of conservatives out there trying to broadcast what they would do in 2023 if things go their way, either in Congress. Like, there are already talks about Republicans trying to retake the House, retake the Senate, eliminate that current 50-50 majority that Vice President Kamala Harris allows the Democrats to choose committee assignments in the Senate. But here in Wisconsin as well, there's a lot of Republicans that are broadcasting what they would like to do in the state of Wisconsin if they get a Republican ally in the governor's mansion, or if they get a supermajority in the Wisconsin state legislature. And so a very interesting headline by Mitchell Schmidt over at the Wisconsin State Journal: conservatives exploring legislation to block out-of-state abortions, stop medicinal abortions in Wisconsin. So the 1849 law here in Wisconsin that effectively outlaws all types of abortion except in a very narrow circumstance to save the mother's life does not go far enough, apparently, for some conservatives here in the state of Wisconsin. There are already, with just over two and a half weeks since the formal announcement, it was 2 weeks ago last Friday, that the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and just over 2 weeks after that, we're already seeing conservatives in Wisconsin and conservative attorneys that lobby and work to try to get legislation passed in the state of Wisconsin vocally saying that the 1849 law, the 173-year-old law on Wisconsin outlawing abortion, doesn't go far enough.
They are gonna they're going to work really, really hard to avoid being the dog that caught the car. There's always going to be another goal, right? There's always going to be another objective past what they've just achieved.
It sounds like that is the case, Evan, because this headline caught me off guard because it was like, you've got to be kidding me. So in Wisconsin, you got all these people. Okay, first the conservative legal argument is, well, Roe's bad and it should have never been decided that way. So let's leave this issue up to the states. The federal government doesn't have the authority to regulate this. And now it's left up to the states. And so we're in this weird hodgepodge patchwork of laws from all levels of government now, because the counties, the district attorneys, the states, it's thrown into cities are going to be just the entire legal framework surrounding this issue is thrown into chaos. There are physicians in the state of Wisconsin that are already consulting lawyers because they do not know how to proceed forward with healthcare for their patients.
Yeah, and healthcare, you know, there's an asterisk there because it's anything that can put a pregnancy at risk. They don't want to be charged.
Yeah.
They don't want to be charged oh my goodness.
For a mother that is expecting a child that fully wants the pregnancy, but all of a sudden a health complication comes up and abortion would be the number one solution to address that problem. And they can't be recommended now by some physicians. They have to send them out of state. But this is a pretty wild story. I'm going to continue on with this one because I think it's something that absolutely needs to be talked about. I think Evan's metaphor of the car that, or the dog that caught the bumper that doesn't want to catch the bumper is very apt as well. And so, folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, except it's Luke and Evan today and tomorrow. And if you want to join the conversation, give us a call, 844-967-2789.